staying with the arts and culture on the programme this morning, and we're going to ask you to have a little bit of a listen to this.
Tonight, performing the title track from their forthcoming album, Your Favorite Toy, it is Foo Fighters!
So that is a little bit of a compendium there of Foo Fighters' greatest hits, and they're off on another world tour. That was the end of that clip you heard there was Graham Norton on television, another good Irishman, on TV in the UK on Friday night, where the Foo Fighters performed their new song, Favourite Toy, from their new album as they embarked on a world tour. Before they embarked on that world tour, they had a top secret, ultra secret gig in Dingle, in St. James's Church, as part of the 25th anniversary of the Other Voices Music Festival, which has just been such an incredible success for Kerry and for Dingle down through the years. They played the gig in St. James's. Only around 70 people got to see it. Apparently there was non-disclosure agreements and all sorts of things going around as the word was kept very, very quiet. But Dave Grohl, former Nirvana drummer, of course, who formed the Foo Fighters and turned them into one of the biggest bands in the world, playing in Dingle last night. Now, yesterday news got out about a new gig they're playing tonight in the Academy in Dublin. Only announced midday yesterday that they're playing that gig as well. It's all part of them tuning up, I suppose, for their new tour. But brilliant buzz and word out of Dingle in relation to that. Well, with me on the line to talk about that in more detail is Caroline Boland, who is a former chair, of course, of Dingle Tourism Alliance and a member of their council. If you've a view, if you were yourself, if you were at the gig, then give us a call. Caroline, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. And this really was top secret, wasn't it? Good morning.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There wasn't a word. I mean, what we did hear afterwards was that there was a select number, you know, of obviously seats available for the concert last night, but nobody knew.
Why wasn't I invited, Caroline? Why wasn't I invited? That's what I'm wondering this morning.
Well, this is it, Gerry, and I'm with you on that. How's that, you know? But
we didn't make the list.
Yeah. We didn't. Obviously, we weren't connected enough, Gerry. What can I say? 25 years on for Other Voices.
Yeah, it's incredible, though. Amazing, amazing stuff that a band like that of that size would pick Dingle and pick Other Voices to perform and kind of really unofficially kick off their world tour. It's just incredible.
It really is. And, you know, I think it sort of sums up, you know, the magic of what's here, you know, where culture is at the heart of the Dingle Peninsula, as you know, whether it's music, the Irish language, tradition, heritage, sport. Look at January, two teams, you know, in the national club finals, you know. So it really is, I think, the heart and soul. And so I can understand it. Like, now 6 Grammy awards, you know, Foo Fighters, you know, coming to Dingle. It really is really amazing. I think we're still getting our heads around it here.
Yeah, yeah. And look, they're so huge. Even their popularity underlined by the fact that they announced this surprise gig in the Academy in Dublin tonight. The tickets went on sale at midday, snapped up by all the super fans who kind of, in an old school way, they had to queue up outside the venue. There was no Ticketmaster, there was no going online. You actually had to be there to queue up. Harking back to the great days of when you did that. You queued for hours to get tickets to your favourite band.
Yeah, and I think that that's why it was, you know, so suddenly when the news broke here, I mean, you know, there was trickles coming out on Saturday, and with non-disclosure, you know, contracts all around town. But I think it is about that. It's the fact that it's about those connections that you have, the people, the place, and something as powerful, as just, yeah, the power of music, really, isn't it? You know, and having fans, you know, your followers are so important.
Yeah, they certainly are. And look, there was it 70 to 80 people at the gig, an intimate gig with a band that big. It's this once in a lifetime thing, really, for people. But it's not his first time in Dingle. It's not his first time in Kerry anyway, Caroline. We're going to play a clip now. They were on the Late Show, the Graham Norton Show on Friday night, and they played that song from their new album and talked about their world tour. But he was on a number of years ago, about 4 years ago, he was on the Graham Norton Show as well. And he told a little story about coming to the Ring of Kerry. We'll have a quick listen just to let people know.
Well, that's the thing, is that in those 3.5 years that I was in Nirvana, it was a lifetime. I mean, you can imagine how much changed in that time, not just in music, but in the world. I mean, it was such a beautiful time. It was like a renaissance. It was like there was some sort of like new emotional awakening where people felt okay to be themselves. And when it all ended, it was just a matter of trying to figure out how to continue life.
And when you say it all ended, I mean, when Kurt Cobain died, you were giving up. You tried to escape.
I did. I wasn't sure what to do with my life. I couldn't even listen to music. I didn't want to turn on the radio. I put my instruments away. I didn't. It hurt too much to listen to music. So I thought, I'm going to go to one of my favorite places in the world, one of the most remote areas I could find, just to go out and like soul search and find myself. So I went to the Ring of Kerry.
Yay! It is beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Did you get nice weather?
No, of course not.
It's very rare.
Driving down this country road, and I'm like trying to figure out my life and trying to move on. And I see a hitchhiker, and he's in a parka, and it's kind of maybe raining a little. And as I'm pulling up to him, I think I'm going to pick this kid up. He's got a far way to go. And I got closer and closer, and I saw he had a Kurt Cobain t-shirt on. And I thought, even in the most remote area I could possibly find, I can't outrun this thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start over. And I started the Foo Fighters.
Wow.
Isn't that an amazing story? On the Ring of Kerry, picking up somebody who had a Kurt Cobain t-shirt on.
It's absolutely powerful, and I think that isn't that the inspiration that our absolute amazing landscape gives, that sense of sanctuary, you know, like even around town last night, you know, it was so quiet, it was back to winter, you know, winter weekend, but that's what people want. And I think particularly, you know, as he, you know, Dave just sort of said there, is when you go through turbulence, you want to find sanctuary in life. And I think that, you know, in a world that's literally, you know, throwing that at everybody, you know, this is the type of place that people want to come to, because it does, it heals, it rejuvenates, and even just being able to be yourself in a quiet pub, or, you know, driving down the road and, you know, getting directions in the local shop. That's what people want. People need people right now. And I think we can see that even in what's happening in social media in the States, you know, that people just need people to connect with and to rejuvenate and recover from what's been going on.
Yeah, yeah. And he mentioned that he felt like, you know, going to a place like Kerry, you feel like with the landscape, the coast, you feel like you're, you know, at the edge of the world. And that's kind of why there's a reason why there's so many artists, so many writers, so many people who come to this, the west coast of Ireland, to Kerry, because they have that connection. And that's, I suppose that's one of the reasons why he decided, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to go and we're going to play in a church to 70, 80 people in Dingle on a Sunday night in February.
And I think, yes, it's a place where you can really be yourself. You know, again, you know, when he goes back to the 90s there, you know, how many years on are we? And he is still, you know, those memories intact. And I think that that's where places like the Dingle Peninsula, you know, the Ring of Kerry, and the west coast of Ireland has that dramatic, you know, where you can look out to sea or you can look up into the mountains, the hills, and literally just find your way again, I think, you know. And you don't have to pretend to be anybody else other than who you are. And I think that that's why, again, Dingle, like the Ring of Kerry, you know, it speaks to people because we are who we are. You know, we don't try to change, you know, to change with the world. We just like to welcome people in and be ourselves and let them be themselves. And I think that that's the magic which, you know, particularly, you know, we on the west coast of Ireland, but also the Dingle Peninsula, Ring of Kerry, you know, that's what we do every day because we're living our lives and hospitality is what we like to do.
Yeah, yeah. And look, it's a tribute as well to the original idea and all the work that's gone in from everybody to other voices over the last 25 years. Philip King and the artists he's been able to attract to play this whole idea of playing in that church in a place like Dingle on the edge of Europe.
I think so. And, you know, when you hear, you know, Philip, you know, talk over the years, you know, and he's, you know, dipping in and out, you know, the passion of what he does, the Irish language, the music, and that tribute, you know, to whether, if it's not the Foo Fighters, it's upcoming acts like Amy Winehouse, you know, the talent that's there, you know, and that recognition of it. And Philip recognizing that Dingle is that special place that whilst he brings other voices elsewhere in the world, you know, the homing beacon is always St. James's Church in Dingle, and bringing people not only from all parts of Ireland but internationally to this beautiful place. But I think, you know, for him, his team, his family, Nuala, you know, Molly, you know, everything they've done, and also the local volunteers, you know, across the peninsula that get involved and, you know, work their socks off in the weeks, you know, sort of leading into other voices. I mean, you know, the buzz that you could see around St. James's over the last few days is what you normally expect, you know, at the end of November. And yeah. I think that, you know, many thanks, you know, to Philip and everybody involved in terms of what they do. You know, they really, and I think that they recognize that small is beautiful, that, you know, yeah. It's about sort of creating or having the atmosphere of a small town and its hospitality and the pubs, you know, that it's helping the local economy here, and particularly at the end of a year, you know, when, you know, the winter seasons can be very long. So, you know, congratulations to other voices, Philip, and everybody involved, you know, for such an extraordinary journey over the last 25 years, and let's hope it continues for another 25.
Yeah, fingers crossed it does. Caroline, listen, thanks for talking to us about this morning, and thanks for giving us your review on it. That's Caroline Boland there, Tourism Development and Marketing Officer for Dingle Peninsula Tourism. If you have a view on that, if you were at the gig, as I said, give us a call, let us know how it went, how it was. We want to hear from you on the programme.